Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the subject of who do you think you are? The sense of identity. What creates our sense of identity? How can we be who we want to be when we don't have the family we want, we're not the parent we want to be? So who are we? How do we find a sense of identity that we get excited about when we can't have the thing we most want and be the person we most want to be, which is a parent? Well, let's dive in and find out. Who do you say you are? Or who do you think you are? Yeah, who do you think you are? It's actually the name of a TV program over here in the UK. Maybe it's in other places in the world, where a celebrity looks at their family history and they track through their family history through the generations, and it's quite interesting to see who they're kind of linked to. Often significant characters, maybe royalty or other people from the past, and these celebrities had no idea. Sometimes it can be quite moving as these individuals discover more about their family history and, I guess, their heritage. It's quite interesting to look back at that, and I guess a lot of people maybe haven't really thought about their family history and their heritage. And often, I guess, people get older, sometimes that's something they get interested in. I don't much know about my heritage, to be honest, and I'm quarter Australian and quarter Scottish, but maybe London born and bred, East End, Cockney. I don't really sound very Cockney. I'm technically a Cockney because I was born in within the sound of the Bow Bells. That's the definition of a Cockney. But who are you? If you're not a mother, not a parent, or not a father, who are you? And it is interesting to consider that. Who do we think we are? And I can look back at my life and see how my relationship with who I think I am has really changed over the years, and significantly thanks to our fertility journey, because I guess I didn't really think about who I was until then, when I couldn't be a parent, I couldn't be a father. I kind of questioned, okay, who am I? Kind of, what kind of significance do I have in life? And we have all sorts of sense of identity. Even back then, and I was still a husband, I was a son, I had a job title, I was a business relationship manager, I was an IT manager, all different kind of, I've been a maintenance manager, all different kind of job roles I had. But it's interesting how sometimes I'm not aware what actually defines our identity. Now, we may be as daughter or a son or a husband or wife, but maybe we don't link our sense of identity to that. I wasn't aware until I left my corporate job how much my sense of identity was tied up into that job. I had no idea until I had in my past back on the last day. I worked at that company for 17 years in different roles, and walking away with no job lined up, so no new role to step into, just nothing, just like stripping everything away. I knew that maybe my sense of security was tied up with the job, the financial security. Working for a very large organisation felt very safe, even though no job is really safe in any kind of climate, an economy. But until I walked away, I didn't realise how much my sense of identity was tied up into that job. And I was very proud of what I did, I guess, and people recognised the company worldwide and were interested in what I did, and there's a sense of pride in that. But I guess my sense of worth came from that as well, and my sense of identity. And walking away, I suddenly had a sense of, well, who would be interested in me, in who I am? They're only interested in kind of what I do. I'm not interesting enough or engaging enough or wise enough or funny enough for people to be interested in me. I almost have to prove my worth to other people. I guess my lovability, my likability, in a way. And I can really see now, looking back, that's just not true. But that was my truth, that was my awareness, that was my experience at the time. And it goes back, and I talk about a lot about outside in versus inside out. It goes back to, where does our experience come from? Nothing makes us feel anything. I thought the job made me feel secure. It didn't. It was my thinking about it. I was still worried about money. If we think our sense of identity comes from something outside of us, then we're looking in the wrong place. It's like a sense of purpose. People are looking for a sense of purpose outside of them. Some, like, finding our purpose is presupposes something outside of us. So who do we think we are? And we have all sorts of thoughts that define our sense of being, our sense of identity. I hadn't realised until doing my own kind of Project U journey, triggered by our own fertility journey, that I didn't think I was lovable. I felt like a second-class citizen. Other people got things in life far more easily than me. I didn't feel worthy compared to there must be something wrong with me. All these stories that define my sense of identity as a second-class citizen. So it's recognising that our sense of identity comes from our thinking, nothing else. It's who we think we are in this moment. Now, if the front doorbell goes and, say, my son answers and he calls out and says, "Dad, it's the tax man for you," well, a certain Russell may show up at the doorstep, even though I have paid all my taxes. If he calls out and said, "Oh, Julia Roberts is at the door for you," well, maybe a different Russell might turn up at the doorstep, with my wife looking over the shoulder saying, "You know, what's going on?" You know, who we are is who we think we are in any given moment. And it's just being aware, where do you sense your worth and identity come from? If you think it's your circumstances, whether you're a parent or not, then you're looking in the wrong place for your sense of worth and identity. We're looking in purely in this world of form, when we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. We're both spiritual and physical. So we're looking in purely the physical for answers, or who are we and our sense of worth and value, then we're not looking in the right place. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. We're also the part of us that is beyond the human form. Our soul is formless. There's this loving divine energy behind life that hangs life together. We're never truly going to understand. And we're made of it. We're part of it. So it's not to be kind of connect to that part of us and see our full self, our true identity. We're not going to get a real sense of who we really are. I've used this analogy before, but I love it. It's like being an iceberg, a small percentage of us is above the water. That's our human self in this human experience. And if that's all we think we are, then we're this thing floating on the water being tossed around by the waves. We realise we're everything below the water. That gives us stability, grounding. I love the word grounding. I had a talk recently about, you know, how to be successful, how to be great at things. Whether you want to be great at a sport or a musical instrument or in your career. The speaker was saying you need two things. One is grounding, one is grafting. Yeah, grafting is we need to put the hours in, put the work in. There's also a sense of grounding. Our sense of worth, our sense of value, our sense of knowing we're okay for who we are. Knowing where our experience comes from. Knowing where our worth comes from. That it's within us, that we're born with it. That we're everything below the water that gives us that stability, that grounding. And when you have both, then you're far more likely to succeed in your endeavours. And I also believe in getting pregnant as well, because without the grounding, often we have insecurity. We have fear or worry. All those things that put tension into our body, which is not good for getting pregnant or maintaining a healthy pregnancy. So grounding is connecting or sensing who you really are. That we're everything below the water. That this energy of life, this loving divine energy was the ocean, then we're made of water. We're made of it. We're part of it. And when we sense that, we have more clarity, more peace, more presence, more resilience, that we're the observer of our human experience. And when I say that, some people think, well, I shouldn't feel things then. If I really sense I'm this spiritual being, then things shouldn't bother me, things shouldn't upset me, I shouldn't get worried. The more we see we're this spiritual being having a physical experience, and yeah, that can change our relationship with our feelings. We can be less scared of our feelings. We can see them more for what they are. And yeah, it may mean we get less scared. It may mean we have more peace, more grounding. But we're still human. We're still going to get triggered. We're still going to get upset. For me, it's flipping between the two with grace. Flipping from the outside-in experience, the human experience, to the inside-out experience with grace. That we're going to flip from one to the other, that's the human experience. But the more we see who we really are, the more it allows us to flip from one to the other. The more we hold on to our human experience much more lightly. We can have an emotion, but we don't have to go on a journey with it. We don't have to believe it, we can feel it, we can allow it, and it can just move on. A bit like how we experience positive emotions. Things, we have negative emotions, we have all these things attached, we have thoughts attached to it. We have emotions about our emotions, fear of having fear. We're anxious about our anxiety. And it's about flipping from one to the other with grace. Sometimes we get completely hijacked by our emotions. That's okay. It will pass. You know, when I lost my dad, and the grief was immense. It was real and it was immense. Deep down, there was still a part of me that knew it was okay. I didn't completely lose that connection to my spiritual self. The part of me knew it was going to be okay. The life was going to be different, not worse, just different. It allowed me to almost embrace the feelings far more fully. In the past, I used to avoid negative emotions, which means you avoid all emotions. I'm not so scared of emotions anymore. I can feel them more fully. So we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. The more we see that's who we are, the more we can live what I call more inside out. The more we can honour our soul in any given moment, in the small things and the big things. The more we can know we're okay whatever happens. And we can know who we are is beyond this human experience, beyond being a parent, beyond being a sister or brother, beyond our job title. That our soul is beyond that. Unfortunately, in this physical world, society often doesn't see it that way and judges us by our physical circumstances. And we often find ourselves judging other people by their physical circumstance as well, because we're judging ourselves by our own physical circumstances. If the loving divine energy of life was the ocean, you're made of water, you're made of it, you're part of it. There's nothing you need to do to earn it or deserve it. You are this amazing human experience. The more I see that in my own life, the more I strip away my own fear, insecurities, all these protection mechanisms I learned in my human experience, the more I begin to give a sense of who I really am, who I am beyond this human experience. I get more of a glimpse that I am the universe, I am this water, I am this ocean, I'm exactly where I need to be. I am home. I am creation. I create my life. I can create my life from love and joy. I am love. I am loving kindness. I am loving presence. I am enough. I am limitless. And I want you to hear those, not hearing who I am, but maybe hearing who you are. Because we're all the same. We're all the same. And I want to see it in me so I can help others see it in them. When I say I'm the universe, I'm saying you are the universe. When I say I'm creation, you are creation. When I say I'm love, you are love. When I say I'm enough, you are enough. When I say I'm limitless, you are limitless. Loving you.